Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I thank the Lord for this time we're able to spend together. This is the day the Lord has made, and we will be glad and rejoice in it. And as I was seeking the Lord as to what He would have me share, many of you, if you've walked with the Lord any length of time, you're regular listeners to the broadcast perhaps, you do not need to be convinced of the importance of God's Word. Jesus said, heaven and earth will pass away. Think about that. He is going to create, as scriptures tell us, a new heaven and a new earth. We're not exactly certain what we understand in terms of the physical earth, but how the extent of the heavens, we don't understand a great deal regarding the future, only as much as He allows us to understand and is revealed through His Word. We know there's a glorious future awaiting us. We know that we will dwell in eternity where time shall be no more with our eternal God, and that it behooves us in the time that we have here, we're to redeem the time. And one of the things we must be absolutely immovable on is the infallibility, the authenticity, the reliability of God's Word. That is no small statement. When Jesus said, heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will not pass away. And so we're going to devote a little bit of time today, and as long as the Lord leads, on the importance of the Word of God. And I believe it's important to think upon the divine inspiration of Scripture, because as never before, the Word of God is under attack. Now, in your own personal life, it certainly may not be an issue, praise God, but for many who are just coming into the faith, or those who don't understand the reality and profound importance of spiritual truths, they can be deceived. There can be false words, false teaching that they are being given, because the Word tells us in the last days many false teachers will arise to deceive many. So the Word of God is our standard of truth. At one point, I can't give you the reference, but Pilate asked the Lord Jesus, he said, what is truth? Well, actually, in the Word of God, it says, thy word, O Lord, is truth. And so let's pray. Father, we thank you for your goodness. We thank you, Lord, that you have not left us without direction. You've not left us without a sure path to walk in. We thank you, Lord, that you have revealed truth to us. And you said, we shall know the truth, and the truth shall set us free. So, Father, we thank you for those of us who have walked with the Lord for any length of time. We ask you to deepen our love and appreciation for Scripture, increase our comprehension and revelation of it, because, Lord, your word is infinitely rich. Every time we look at it, we can see another facet, another aspect of your character, of the perfection of your law. And so, Father, for those who perhaps do not have yet this appreciation and understanding of the importance of God's Word and the inerrancy of God's Word, God, we're asking you to open hearts that they will understand and rejoice in the absolute truth, the infallibility of not the Word of God. Why is that so critical, Lord? Because you have spoken it, and you are a God of truth. You are a God whose ways are perfect. There is no untruth. There is no darkness in you. And so, Father, we give you, as we honor the Word, we are honoring you, because we know John said in the beginning was the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And Jesus is the living Word of God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you for it, Lord. Yes, in fact, I'll share that scripture. John 1:1, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And the beauty and the importance and the significance of God's Word, the scriptures that are found in the Holy Bible, these instructions, these encouragements, these directions, if you will, for godly living and to be found in right standing with God are not just for one group of people, not just for the Jewish people, the chosen people, but for all of mankind. God is not just the God of the Hebrews. He is the Lord of all creation. God reigns in the affairs of men, whether they're unbelievers or whether they are Christian. God reigns in the affairs of all the people on this earth, both saved and lost. There is one God, beloved, who reigns in heaven, and there is one God who is sovereign over all the earth. Nothing is greater than the Word of God, because Jesus is the Word. There is the Logos, the actual written Word of God, which quickens us and gives us understanding. And we ask God, as Psalmist did, speak to me, open my eyes, Lord, that I may behold wondrous things out of thy law. And of course, there is the actual prophetic, the Rhema word, if you will, which is the prophetic word. It's the spirit of prophecy, which is a testimony of Jesus, praise God. And so Jesus, beloved, is alive today. He does not change. He is with us to the very end of the age, and he desires to communicate with us. He does that by the Spirit of God, and he does that by speaking to us out of the Word of God. And so the Word of God rises beyond the message of churchianity. It flows like a mighty river of living water to a parched, dry, thirsty, and barren land. And as he speaks to his people, then it is our responsibility, our privilege, to take that living water and share it with others. Jesus said, as he we would be filled with the Spirit, out of our bellies would flow rivers of living water. Someone once said that a great business house is but the shadow of the family who heads it. There's a lot of truth to that in the natural. But beloved, in a spiritual dimension, Jesus Christ, he is the unseen head of his body in this earth. He's not seen now, but praise God, beloved, one day every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that he is the Lord of lords and King of kings. Every eye shall behold him. The Word of God is true, beloved. It's unchanging. The Word of God contains the message of eternal life for everyone who will believe and accept the teachings of the Word of God. The Word of God is also a book of prophecy. And throughout the Word of God, we see interwoven through its holy pages the divine voice of the Lord speaking, the gift, the working of the Spirit of prophecy. And it's not incidental or peripheral, but it is central and it is dynamic. Someone asked how a seeker of truth could take the Bible as really being the Word of God. And that, of course, is contested so frequently by unbelievers. How do you know it's true? Well, one simple yet glorious way is to simply read and examine the prophecies contained between the covers of this holy book and see how many divine predictions have been fulfilled. They're numerous. I mean, Isaiah was prophesying about God's anointed servant, Cyrus, who would allow the Jews to go back to the promised land hundreds of years before he was even born. We see divine messianic prophecies of a promised seed. Unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulders. Speaking of Jesus, there are, in fact, all the prophecies are directed and relating to the perfect Son of God who came manifest in the flesh for our salvation. And while there are yet many prophecies that need to be fulfilled before the end comes, and there are being fulfilled even in our lifetime in the last century, for example, that amazing prophetic word about the Jews returning to their homeland after centuries. Well, that happened in the 1940s. Israel became a nation, praise God, with a capital now at Jerusalem, praise the Lord. And there are so many predictions have come to pass prophetically. If you're an honest and sincere individual, there will be no need to doubt the validity, as that no other publication, no other book has accurately predicted the future of man's dealings with the God of heaven and earth and God's dealings with mankind. As we look into the Word of God, we find that prophecy is unique, really and truly, to Holy Scripture. We can read other religious books and you will find that they contain no accurate prophetic words as to the future, unless it's taken, of course, from the Bible. And if the human writers of these religious books, no matter how profound their writings, attempt to predict the future, their mistakes, their errors, and their lack of fulfillment certainly have discredited their writings. So it is only the Word of God that contains true prophecy, because why? Only God knows the future. Well, beloved, my time is drawing to a close, and it's so exciting to share that which God holds most dear, and which, as God's people, that which we cherish the most. The history of mankind has been peppered with their treatment, their understanding, their valuing of the Word of God. This nation was founded on the Word of God. Those who came over in the Mayflower, those that landed at Plymouth, they dedicated this nation to the preaching of the gospel to go forth to all the world. Well, my time is gone. I invite you to write, share your prayer needs. The announcer will give our contact information. I thank you for joining me. I love you. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless. Oh,